Welcome to the GreenlightReviews.com rental report. I'm Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder. Today you'll hear an excerpt from our review of the 2008 sci-fi romance, The Time Traveler's Wife, a maudlin story about time travel that goes nowhere.
Well, in this film, Ann, a young woman falls in love with a time traveler, but she never knows when he might suddenly disappear and end up in another time period of her life, including their wedding night.
Well, here's what we had to say about that movie. Listen, Les, I confess I didn't read the book, so I can't comment on whether Bruce Joel Rubin's adaptation of it is remotely worthy, but I can talk about a movie script and the preposterous plot line that was inspired by The Time Traveler's Wife, and I know it was a bestseller, but, you know, listen, this movie is so confusing. Now, I like time travel movies. I loved Kate and Leopold.
Right.
I love the classic movie of all time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour, Somewhere in Time. But this time travel movie left me with nothing more than a bad case of jet lag.
They should never have made this film. They can't do the magic that was in the novel.
It's just a messy movie. So I have no choice except to red light Time Traveler's Wife.
Well, I'm not going to give it a red light.
You are kind, Les.
My yellow light that I am awarding to The Time Traveler's Wife is flickering a red light and a yellow light for The Time Traveler's Wife.
Mad Magazine.
Advertising mascots.
B-movie posters.
And cartoons.
Oh yeah, can't forget cartoons.
If you get the funky connection that ties these pop culture gems together, you'll dig two designers walk into a bar.
See, we're a couple of creatively curious pals living between the bookends of grand museums and dive bars.
Hey, you know the place, the sweet spot where highbrow and lowbrow become drinking buddies.
So join our barroom chats as we talk influential work and uncover stories of how the familiar became iconic. Think behind the music for the stuff we love.
Check out our website at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
And listen wherever you get your podcasts or visit evergreenpodcasts.com.